Hello?
I can speak to Fiona Lockhart, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Fiona. My name's Michael. I'm giving you a call from MMA Legal. We're helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Oh, hi. Hi, yeah.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just going to get the cold.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. my name's Michael. Fiona, I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. Do you have a quick 5 minutes to have a chat with me about the case?
Yes, uh-huh.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Fiona, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said earlier, my role here as a senior investigator is to get to know you, get to know your case.
Yeah.
So I can then go out and get as much information as I can from whatever relevant authority.
Yes.
Whether that's NHS, local authorities, police. My job is, or my role, on this call isn't about dragging you over what you've already told us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to drag you over them emotional calls because I don't have to yet. My job is to find out more about how the impact of when you were in care has followed you into your adult life, Fiona.
Oh, it's followed me all my life.
Yeah, I know. So that being said, any likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD,
I've got personality disorder. There was a psychiatric hospitals.
Okay, I'm gonna start off with do you suffer with depression, Fiona?
So yeah, I've got depression. I've had it for years.
Sorry, give me 2 seconds. Depression. And anxiety, or is it just the depression?
No, both.
Okay.
I was institutionalized 3 years ago in a psychiatric unit for a year and a half.
Okay. I'll get to that because what I'm going to need from you is the details of that facility. So let me just make a note. Well, I can't spell institutionalized.
So put detained, because that's what was on the letter. Put detained in.
Okay, that's probably a better word, yeah.
Detained.
In hospital. Well, was that 12 months ago? What did you say?
No, it was 3 years ago, just sort of 3 years ago. I was in for 18 months.
18 months?
18 months, I was in a psychiatric unit.
Okay. Have you had any issues with alcohol or drugs, Fiona?
No, none at all.
Okay,
I did have alcohol in the past, but that was good. What a good... I'm trying to think now, the last time I don't touch drinkers at all. I've never touched drugs whatsoever, apart from prescribed ones.
Yeah, of course.
Drink, I did have an issue with that, I would say, at one point.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I was an alcoholic. I would say I was alcohol dependent.
Okay. Did you see any... did you seek any medical attention for the alcoholism or for the alcohol dependency?
Well, I think that was all sort of treated that time I was in the hospital as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if it's okay with you, what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to your GP.
Yeah.
I'm going to write to the institution that you were in or the local, NHS trust. I'm not going to tell them why I'm writing, Fiona. I'm just going to get all of your information, if that's okay.
No, that's absolutely fine.
Perfect. Can I take your GP details, please, Fiona?
Well, I have just recently changed surgery, so obviously the new surgery's got all my medical records.
Yeah.
hold on a wee second. I'll just... because the surgery I was with was just useless. Put it out of the way. I've got an address here somewhere. Yes, it's called the Wards Medical Practice.
Okay. what areas they're in. I don't need the address. I'll find that myself.
It's in Kilmarnock.
Kilmarnock, okay. No. Okay. And what was the name of the psychiatric institution that you were detained in for 18 months?
Was called Woodlands View. And it was in Irvine, Ayrshire.
Evan, say that again for me.
Evan, I-R-V-I-N-E.
Evan.
Evan, I-R-V-I-N-E.
Okay. Yeah, that's bad. What is hospital?
That's Gowinning Road, I don't know.
Okay. That's okay, I'll find all that for you. I'm going to ask you a really tough question, Fiona. It's a question I hate asking, but I would be doing a disservice to you as a client if I didn't ask you it. Have you ever tried to take your own life?
Yes, a few occasions.
Okay. And was you hospitalised for those?
Aye, because I just had a complete nervous breakdown and I just couldn't cope with life. So I didn't want to live anymore.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that you got to that point, honestly, Fiona, I truly am. What hospital did you attend?
I was in the Woodlands View and I was under psychiatrist and psychologists and...
Okay, so you were in hospital when you tried to take your own life?
No, I wasn't in the hospital, I was at home.
Okay. And what I'm saying is that when you tried to take your own life, did you have to get taken to hospital to be treated?
Yeah, it was Crosshouse.
Crosshouse as well, okay.
Crosshouse, yeah. It's just outside Kilmarnock. Crosshouse University Hospital.
University
Hospital.
Yeah, I'm sorry I have to ask that one, but it is key really to building a picture of exactly, you know, the devastation that has occurred since you've been in care and your young years has followed you into your adulthood.
And not only that, I mean, that happened when I was about 4 years old, and then my mother took her own life when I was 6 years old.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that you've been through all this. I do honestly respect and admire your bravery, just even being able to talk to me today about it. So I truly, truly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Yeah.
I wish we were talking under different circumstances, but I will try my best for you, Fiona. I do promise you that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to write to the three NHS institutions, the GP, the psychiatric, and the hospital. I'm going to write to all three of those. I'm going to get the information, all of your medical history from them.
Yeah.
I'm going to write to the local authority, to the care setting that you lived at, or you stayed at.
Yeah.
Once I get that information, Fiona, do you want me to share it with you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Your information. Okay, so once I get that information, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a call. I'll call you, come up and see you. We're going to go through all of your statements, make sure that you haven't missed anything else, or everything is as accurate as it possibly can be. Along with your medical records, we're then going to submit that to the Scottish Redress. What will that do is obviously substantiate your claim. We're backing that up with evidence of what has happened to you in your adult life. So once we do that, Fiona, once we do the final submission, the next steps is we'll wait for a panel date. That's where you'll be judged on your case. From there, we'll then get an offer, if you like. We'll then advise you whether to accept or reject that offer. Obviously to see what's best for you as a client. I know that the money that we get for you, it won't fix what's happened to you in the past.
It's always going to be
worth
the rest of my
life, so it
doesn't matter.
Of course it is, yeah. But hopefully, you know, getting some of the recognition of what has happened to you will go a little bit of a way to try and heal some wounds.
Yeah, no, it's affected me.
Yeah, of course. So that's my role now for the next 6 to 8 months, is to get as much information for you as I possibly can. Do you have any questions or any?
No, I can't think of anything offhand.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is, obviously due to the sensitivity and the nature of this claim, I do have to make you fully aware of our fees, the funding options, and the other options that are available to you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So just to let you know, Fiona, you could actually apply to Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. But that's obviously up to you then to go out and find your own evidence, accumulate it, and then present your case to the Scottish Redress team. It's then obviously, you know, putting trust in the Scottish Government whether they will give you a fair offer. Obviously, you've been let down by these institutions before, so that is entirely up to you. There are other law firms out there that won't charge you any fees, but they do get paid direct from the Scottish Government. What that means is they participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, and where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose or draw.
Yeah.
Now, I can't legally advise you or explain to you or offer any sort of guidance on how they will handle your case, or more importantly, how they will not help you with your case. What I can tell you is we, as MMA Legal, we don't participate in that scheme. We've actually refused it on multiple occasions. We don't want their handouts. We don't want to be paid by the Scottish Government. We want to enter into a joint venture with you, which is a conditional fee agreement for a no-win, no-fee.
Yeah.
And what that means is, well, it means a couple of things. Is A, if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose. Secondly, because we're doing it on our own back, and we're not taking the £2,000 from the Scottish Government, it's up to us then to maximise your claim value.
Yes.
Okay. So our fees are 20% inclusive of VAT, so that you will never pay us more than 20%. They're actually capped at that.
Yeah.
It also means if we are unsuccessful in your claim, you don't pay us any money. We wouldn't charge you. And there's a couple of reasons why. Is obviously it's unethical, should I say, to charge somebody who's been through so much, you know, emotional hardship throughout their life, to put them under some financial hardship. We wouldn't do that as a business, but obviously we're not allowed to do that anyway under the SRA regulations. So it'll never cost you any money if you're unsuccessful.
Yes, I understand.
Is that okay? Do you understand those three separate options for you?
Yes, I understand clearly.
Perfect. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Just to let you know, Fiona, you do have what's called a 14-day cool-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. What that means is up to 14 days you can rip up the agreements and walk away and obviously pursue the case yourself. You also have the right to waive the 14-day period, Fiona, and what that means is I can get started on your case as soon as possible. So that's entirely up to you also.
Yeah. No, I'd rather get the ball rolling.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do, Fiona, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, any after-hour numbers. If you need me, just give me a call. There's no query, you know, that we deem as silly or as time-wasting. Ring me if you need me. If you're struggling with your mental health, obviously please call the authorities first, whether that's 999, EGP, or any sort of, you know, immediate help you can get. If you just want to have a chat with me, just ring me, please. I'll have a chat with you at any time. I work for you, Fiona.
Right, okay, that's absolutely brilliant. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for being so brave and speaking to me, Fiona. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day, Fiona. Do you have any questions?
No, I haven't got anything, thanks.
Okay. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll hopefully speak to you soon.
Right, okay, thanks. Bye, bye, bye.
Fiona. Bye.
Bye.